right now. We've got the sun coming through the clouds, and we're up to 73 WTTR degrees. Well, here's a question I have for you. What do you know about diabetic retinopathy? Well, you need to know a lot about it because it's a very important thing that affects a lot of folks. And this being Wednesday morning, WTTR, it's time for Dr. Sadiq Syed. And he is, of course, the gentleman that oversees and treats patients with this and other types of illnesses at Maryland Retina, located in Eldersburg in the heart of Carroll County in the Exchange Office Building. And of course, you can always call him, schedule an appointment, consultation. He'll take care of you. But we want to get Dr. Syed on this morning and say good morning. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing great, Bob. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. This thing called diabetic retinopathy, obviously it has to do with the diabetes and how it affects vision. So I'll let you, being the expert, take it from here, sir.
All right. So, yeah, so high levels of blood sugar related to diabetes will cause slow damage to the nerve tissue throughout the body, including the retina, which is basically the nerve tissue of the eye. So damage to the retina is referred to as diabetic retinopathy. The background diabetic retinopathy is the earlier stage of damage to the retina, which frequently requires no treatment except improved blood sugar control. In some cases, though, leakage in the retina can lead to diabetic macular edema or retinal swelling, which is a frequent cause of vision loss. Diabetic macular edema may require laser treatments or eye injections to prevent vision loss and attempt to improve vision. Further progression of diabetic retinopathy will lead to proliferative diabetic retinopathy, which is where there is poor blood flow and lack of oxygen in the retina. And unfortunately, the body's response to the lack of oxygen is new blood vessel growth called neovascularization, and those fragile new blood vessels can leak blood in the center of the eye called vitreous hemorrhage, leading to very poor vision and may even require retina surgery called vitrectomy. The most important aspect of treating diabetic retinopathy is to get to the root of the problem and control blood sugar levels with proper diabetic diet, living a healthy lifestyle, and taking diabetic medications as prescribed by a primary care doctor or endocrinologist. The retina treatments described above should always be done in conjunction with excellent diabetic control, which is a point we always emphasize at Maryland Retina. Also, at Maryland Retina, we strive to find diabetic retinopathy in its earliest stages, leading to the best visual outcome. So again, at Maryland Retina, located conveniently in Eldersburg, we focus on providing compassionate, patient-centered care for diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration, retinal detachment, and a host of other retinal conditions. We can be reached at 410-549-1100 and via the web at marylandretina.com.
Now, Dr. Syed, you mentioned at the very beginning of your commentary that it's a slow process. So my question to you is this. For someone listening right now that may be experiencing some eye conditions that they feel something's wrong, but they can't quite put a finger on it, but may, say, tend to downplay it, thinking, oh, I'm just having some blurred vision or I'm having this or that, whatever the outcome, I know that it's pretty hard to define slow as in how long from the time somebody first contracts signs of it to when it becomes a full-blown situation to be treated. But what are some of the specific things in the early stages that people should be aware of?
Well, actually, that's a great point to bring up is how it's very slow damage because the damage will actually even occur over many, many years. And a lot of the times when the damage is starting to occur and progress, you really have no symptoms. So that's the important part of routine screening, because you really may not know there's a problem until you actually go to your eye doctor or retina specialist. You know, they do a thorough retinal exam and find that there's the earliest stages of damage.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times it eventually progresses to where you have, you know, actually quite a bit of damage, and you'll start to get early signs such as floaters in the vision or blurring of the vision. And then at that point, it can start to quickly progress where you really lose a lot of vision.
Yeah.
So it's a great point to bring up as far as, you know, early screening for retinal damage.
And certainly that's a good thing because, as you say, someone could actually have the early stages of this and have absolutely no symptoms for a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, that's certainly something to keep in mind. And we want to, again, remind folks to get in touch with Dr. Syed. He loves to help people. A lot of people enjoy going to him for help with their eye care, centering on the retina and treatment of various diseases and conditions there. His number, once again, is 410-549-1100. The website, very simple to remember, MarylandRetina.com. And remember, he's in Eldersburg in the Exchange Office Building right there off of Liberty Road. Dr. Syed, I hope that you and your family have a very safe and restful Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, same for you, Bob. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Looking forward to it, sir. Thanks a lot. We'll look forward to getting with you next week.
All right. Take care, Bob.
All right. Thanks. You take care, too. That's Dr. Syed, ladies and gentlemen, with our Wednesday morning tip of the week here on WTTR.